The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. Later today, funeral hearses are going to be at the front of the latest demonstration against the proposed closure of the A&E department at Our Lady's Hospital, Navan. Thousands are expected to descend on HSE offices in Kells to voice their objections to plans to replace the emergency department at Navan with a 24-hour medical assessment and injury unit, which would be accessed with a GP referral. Local politicians and campaigners say the move would overwhelm Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda, which is about 27 kilometres away from Navan. Joining me now is Patha Tobin, A&2 leader, TD for Meath West and Cathaoirleach of Save Navan Hospital campaign. Patha Tobin, why do you want to save a hospital which may not be capable of providing the care to the patients who would end up in the A&E?
We want to do two things. We want to save the A&E because it's the most important piece of health infrastructure that exists in the county. Thousands of people are alive today as a result of the work that's been done in that A&E. And we also want the government to invest in it to make it safe. The government's plan currently is to close it and to send, you know, tens of thousands of patients to Drogheda, which is already under enormous pressure. We have 12-hour waiting times currently in the A&E in Drogheda. And if 20,000 extra patients descend upon the Drogheda Hospital on an annual basis, well, then that's just going to make things worse for people.
But as I understand it, Patha Tobin, what the HSE is saying is that currently, effectively, and paraphrasing, there are two streams of patients that are arriving into this ED. One of those is the stream where people have breaks and cuts and abrasions and injuries that can be dealt with in the emergency department and by relatively limited care supply in the hospital. The others are more significant and they end up going to another facility anyway. So what's the point in bringing them in if they have to be referred on anyway?
Yeah, the HSE have put out statements that have been contradicted by 23 hospital consultants in Drogheda. So we have senior management in the HSE who are putting out statements, yet the consultants who are working on the front line of the health service are actually saying that this is simply not true. And they're saying that the vast majority of people in Navan will be forced to go to Drogheda. Also, remember this, The replacements that their governments have in mind for the A&E in Navan is an MAU. It's a GP referred MAU. So if you have an accident or an emergency and you want to go to it, you have to go to a GP first to be sent to it. Now, GPs are as rare as hen's teeth at the moment, and if you look for an appointment with a GP, you could be waiting up to 10 days, maybe even 2 weeks now, to get there. So there's no way that the majority of people are simply going to wait that length of time to get to an MAU in Navan. They're going to travel to Drogheda, and they're going to clog up that service there. And, you know, this is not a theoretical issue. We already have it playing out in University Hospital in Limerick, where we see the closure of Nina and Ennis have led to what, you know, many people have said is a war zone in University Hospital Limerick. HICWA themselves have carried out a report, which is, you know, astounding, which admits that there are major problems in that hospital. And that's due
to capacity. But how do you respond, though, to the core assertion that the HSE is making, which is that you have patients who will arrive in to the hospital in Navan and that they will be triaged and discovery will be made that they need either specialist surgical or medical intervention that's unavailable in the hospital, or they need diagnostic care that's unavailable in the hospital, and they will then be further referred, which increases the time before they get to where they should have gotten to in the first place?
I think it's a mistake to think of Navan A&E as a dispatch centre. It's not. Navan A&E treats people who are seriously ill every day and treats them really, really well and treats them to a stage where they're actually brought back to full health. Some people go on to other hospitals, usually people with severe trauma, brain trauma, maybe a stroke or heart attacks, etc. But there's a lot of people who are dealt with in terms of pneumonia and other issues very well in Navan. And that keeps people out of the likes of the Mater Hospital, Connolly, and Drogheda. And the circumstances of this is we have, for the first time in my living memory, a summer gone by where every single hospital around County Meath has put out a warning saying, patients, don't come near us, because we can't handle the level of people that are coming through our doors. We are swamped in terms of overcrowding. You know, that's never happened before during the summer. I've seen staff just in the last year in Connolly Hospital go out in a picket saying that they can't handle the level of overcrowding that's happening.
I think we're all familiar with the broader overcrowding issue. Can I just go to the core numbers in this pathogen? Indeed. To the core numbers. So what the HSE is saying is there are, now again, their numbers, not mine, 25 to 30 patients showing up at the hospital's emergency department every day. They're saying that 80% of those will continue to be treated in the hospital's emergency department by whatever name they will then know it. And about 5 or 6 of the more unstable or high dependency patients will be moved to Our Lady of Lourdes by ambulance. So essentially they're saying 4 out of 5 of the patients the hospital currently deals with, it will continue to deal with.
Yeah, now I have seen the IT system in Navan Hospital and the figures that it has. It collects every day. These are black and white figures. The department has them as well. And it says that those figures that the HSE have put out are simply not true. 95 people attended last Monday the A&E in Navan. And right now, if you go up to the A&E in Navan, you'll see it's absolutely hammered. They're opening up extra rooms to deal with the patients. Now, the context of this is 360 people die on an annual basis in this state due to A&E delays and overcrowding. It's the HSE that have managed and allowed and facilitate that serious threat to health to exist right across the country. I have no faith in the HSE's ability to deal with this. They are so far removed from the frontline medics who are dealing with this day in and day out. You know, the HSE is presiding over 1.3 people on hospital waiting lists right now. That's 1 in 4 people listening to your show currently is on a hospital waiting list for a serious health issue due to the inability of the HSE to get it together. So, and the point of this is, the HSE said that they're going to fix the issue in Navan by closing it. They're not. They're shift the issue to Drogheda.
Well, can I put it to you, Patrick, that there is a balance between the local need and the national need, and you are quite rightly representing your constituents who do not wish this hospital closed, but or at least the ED converted into a different form. If you are the HSE, you have to look at the provision of care across the state and say, we are better to have high intensity use like heavy diagnostics and like heavy medical and surgical intervention at a larger hospital and use the facility in Navan for breaks, minor injuries, trauma, and that's the best way nationally.
Well, I hear this, and sometimes this is boiled down to the centre of excellence versus the hospital at the crossroads. Meath has a population of 220,000 people. It will soon have a population of 250,000 people. This is no small demographic here. Secondly, we don't have centres of excellence. We have centres of trolleys at the moment. So it's not a case that we have a choice between a small provincial hospital and a shiny centre of excellence that's functioning. Those don't exist. What exists is 24-hour wait times for hospital for A&E access in the likes of likes of Tala, of hospitals going offline on a regular basis, of the HSE, even the ambulance service themselves writing reports saying that they won't have the staff to be able to fulfill their responsibilities of getting people to A&Es in time. Closing A&E capacity at a time of the longest record A&E waiting times ever in the history of the state is absolutely bananas. And the fact that the HSE are getting paid so much money and not being able to recognize that, it is incredible that that's the case. And that's why we're going to take to the streets of Kells at 1 o'clock today, because it is people power that has managed to save the health services far in County Meath, and we are determined to continue that.
Thank you very much. That is Patha Tobin, ANTHU leader, TD from Meath West, and chairman of the Save Navan Hospital campaign, which, as you have heard at 1 o'clock today, is going to gather together a national, or rather a local protest at HSE offices and around the hospital to protest the closure, or at least the reformatting, depending on who you listen to, of the ED department in Navan.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.